So why do we tend to think about things in future and we get worried?
Like I'm sitting here
It's,
thinking, am I getting a parking ticket out? You know,
it's
like I'm constantly worried about the future.
yeah. So why are we actually so worried about things which are not even happened, which may not even happen? See, first of all, it's a sign of intelligence to look at the future and to prepare for the future. So in that sense, trying to envision what can happen in future is a sign of intelligence. So that's definitely not wrong. But where we go wrong is that when we are preparing for the future, it is we who are in control. And that means I direct my thoughts. Okay, so in 1 month I got an exam. The exam is on this subject, and the syllabus is these books. So I have to study 5 books. I've studied 1 book. I have to study 4 more books. So here I'm planning out. So if I study for 1 week, each book, the 4 books I can complete in 4 weeks. So like that, basically, this is planning for the future. In planning, it is I am in control and I am directing my thoughts towards the future. And then each possibility that comes up, I evaluate that and I prepare for it. Okay, if this happens, I can do this. If this happens, I can do this. If this happens, I can do this. But when there is anxiety, we are not in control, the mind is in control. And rather than we consciously going towards the future and evaluating what may happen in the future and how to deal with it, the mind simply takes us to the future. Hey, this can go wrong. That can go wrong. That can go wrong. That can go wrong. So we are not in control at that time. And that's why if we prepare for the future by thinking intelligently, we feel actually reassured. We feel more confident. Yeah, I'm prepared for what is going to come in the future. But when we are not in control and the mind takes us here, there, then we actually end up feeling very unprepared, very insecure, very fearful. So that's why it's not that we shouldn't think about the future, but rather we need to think about it in a calm, directed way. So if I have nothing to think, if I'm just doing one thing, and at that time I start thinking about other things, then quite often I will not be able to focus on that. So I'm walking along the road and I think, what is going to happen tomorrow? What is going to happen day after tomorrow? What is going to happen day after tomorrow after that? Then I'll end up in worrying. So in the Bhagavad Gita's frame of analysis, the mind functions in three broad ways. Three broad ways it functions. This is called modes or guna. So that means, just like if you have a car, I don't know, do we have geared cars over here? First gear, second gear, third gear, like that. A car can go at different speeds in different gears. And when it goes in different gears, it just functions. It's the same car, but it functions in different ways when the gear changes. So like that, we can say that our mind has different gears. So there is goodness, there is sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. It's called in English, can be translated as goodness, passion, and ignorance. So basically, in the mode of goodness, when the mind is functioning, at that time, first there is thought, then there is action. Prakasha. First there is thought, there is action. When the mind is in passion, it's a habitual tendency that first there is action, then there is thought. I do it, hey, why did I do that? Did I do the right thing? I speak, and why did I do that? And third, in ignorance, actually there is neither thought nor action. There is just imagination. What this will happen, that will happen, that will happen. So now this is something like, if the floor is inclined, say this table were inclined this way, then if I pour water on the floor, naturally the water will flow in this direction because that's where the inclination is. So like that, our mind, it has developed certain inclinations based on the way we have thought in the past. So that's why our thoughts, if we just stay idle, not doing anything, we find that our thoughts go in a particular direction. If somebody is a cricket fan, the thoughts may go towards cricket. Somebody is into politics, their thoughts go towards politics. And most of us, one of the inclinations that is there towards anxiety. This may go wrong, that may go wrong. So now this is not, if you tell a person who is anxious, don't worry. Sometimes it may calm them down, but they say, hey, how can I not worry? I just Yes, my thoughts go there and I start to worry. So if the floor is inclined in a particular way, naturally the water will flow in that way, that direction. And at that time, just saying, oh, don't worry to such a person whose inclination is, whose thought patterns have become that way, that's not practical for them. So then we need to actually change the mental gear. What that means is that just as if the floor is inclined in a particular way, and then every time water falls, it will move in this direction, and I have to put in greater effort to push it in the other direction. But if I just redesign the floor by which it is no longer inclined in that way, then the water will not flow in that direction. So when we practice spirituality, it is not just that we are controlling the thoughts. Okay, you are worrying, don't worry. That's one level we definitely do. But as we chant the mantras, basically we could say that the mental landscape itself changes. So when the mental landscape changes, when we become more and more spiritual, rather than our thoughts going towards the future in an uncontrolled way, our thoughts go towards the unchanging reality, towards the supreme consciousness. And that gives us rest. And then when we look at the future, we look at the future for preparing. So firstly, looking at the future is a sign of intelligence. But that same capacity for preparing for the future, that is constructive when we are in control. But when we are not in control, when the mind takes control, then it becomes destructive for us. And spirituality changes the destructive inclination of the mind by reshaping our inner landscape. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
It's almost like learned behavior to be anxious.